Coming up on Locked On Dodgers, the Dodgers lose the game and the series to the Mets, but it was a lot of their own mistakes. We'll get into that. Tony Gonsolin and Bruce Dar Gratterall not for sure going to be here in October. We'll get into that. And what should the Dodgers be trying to do this last month of the season? That's what's on tap, so make sure to keep it Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans, welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. You can find us wherever you find podcasts and on YouTube simply by searching for Locked On Dodgers. And make sure to subscribe in all those places and make it easy on yourself and never miss a day because you know we're not going to. This is your first time listening or watching. I'm Vince Samperio. I'm usually here with the co-host, Jeff Snyder, but I'm covering in for him today. So as some OG fans may know, I'm rolling solo dolo today. And Jeff and I are both lifelong Dodger fans that cover the Dodgers in a variety of ways. One of those ways being this podcast here every Monday through Friday. And let's get into what we do, talk about the Dodgers. The Dodgers lost to the Mets 5-3. They lost the series. They, a lot of people were hyping up this series, and, you know, rightfully so. It's the top two teams in the National League, potential NLCS preview. And the Dodgers also lost the season series to the Mets 4-3. As I mentioned before, there's no concern about what exactly the season series is, but they're. Is an issue with just how the Dodgers played in general, especially in yesterday's game. Clayton Kershaw returned to the mound, and after a shaky first inning where he walked three guys, including one bases loaded walk, he settled in, ended up going five innings, striking out six, and looking pretty good. Obviously, with him, as long as he's healthy, that's the most important part, but for him to be healthy and effective, especially against a team they might play in October, that's a good sign. And, yeah, other than that, I mean, for Kershaw, it was the one run through five, and then it kind of started falling apart after that. Chris Martin came in. He gave up two runs. Kayla Ferguson came in. He gave up two runs, though they weren't exactly aided by strong defensive performances. Although Chris Martin did give up more, you know, his runs were a little bit more earned. Kayla Ferguson had two outs and was about to get the third out of the inning. Gavin Lux, Mookie Betts, miscommunication on a shallow fly ball to right field. Lux thought Mookie was getting it. Mookie thought Lux was getting it. And all in all, it ended up dropping in. And then Ferguson ended up giving up another hit that allowed another run to score, which made it 5-3 and effectively put the Dodgers away. While it's not ideal, especially for the Dodgers defensively, it's a matter of, you know, I just had praise for Chris Martin. He struggled a little bit, but that's bound to happen. You know, he's not going to be perfect. Kayla Ferguson has struggled a little bit recently, and that's a little bit concerning just because, you know, he hadn't really been there and he hadn't necessarily been racking up the strikeouts as he had been before. So, you know, you want your relievers to get outs, yes, but you would like your relievers to get outs by missing bats, especially when it comes to October when, you know, everything is heightened. And if you can get strikeout rather than a flyout, you'll take the strikeout every single time. And as we saw, he'll fly out and it didn't end up working out. Gavin Lux took it upon himself on that one, said that he should have had that. He got turned around a little bit, but ultimately, the Dodgers have been very good defensively as of late, especially over the last couple months where they started the season. They were a little shaky, so you can't get too upset. You would prefer it wouldn't be in a game, you know, a regular season game of this magnitude. And magnitude would quote unquote, you know, in the end of the day, it doesn't matter too much unless the Mets somehow catch the Dodgers for the number one seed and then. Four of the seven games would be played at Citi Field rather than Dodger Stadium. But you would prefer the Dodgers don't do it in these types of games. But unfortunately, that's what happened. And I think Freddie Freeman kind of said it best of there wasn't too much to look into. What you can look into is that we got Clayton Kershaw back. And, you know, at this point, what the way the game went, yeah, that is what he said. I quote, I don't think you should read anything into it, talking about the loss. I think you should read into it. We got Clayton Kershaw back, and we're going to build off that. And realistically, yes. Would I have preferred the Dodgers win this game? Obviously, I prefer the Dodgers win all the games. But I have preferred they at least played better defensively. Yeah, I would have preferred that as well. But fact of the matter is this doesn't necessarily have too much bearing on what would happen in an October series. And you know, I know I mentioned the other day of this series and how it's not, you know, starting pitcher versus starting pitcher. It's starting pitcher versus the starting offense. And I'd mentioned that the Dodgers have a better offense than the Mets. And that's still the case. I still believe that very much. So although the Dodgers didn't show it in the series, the Dodgers went 4-for-20 in this series with runners in scoring position. You know, they did hit the ball in those situations where, you know, Justin Turner, not runner in scoring position, but Justin Turner got robbed the other night. That would have tied that game. Who knows what happens there. Here against Edwin Diaz in the eighth inning, the Dodgers got two on. And then got two deep fly balls from Muncy and Turner. If one of those had been a little bit deeper, we could be having a different conversation here. But the fact of the matter is, the Dodgers didn't get it done on offense when it mattered. And that's, you know, well, we'll get into some pitching concerns, especially with some injuries that are could potentially hold the Dodgers back a little bit. But I think when it comes to October, for me, it's always the offense. The offense. The Dodgers, it's hard to make your pitching staff be perfect every time out. And the Dodgers offense has done that in the past where they only put up a couple runs and they need the pitching staff to be perfect. And it's sometimes it's not perfect. And when you have a talent advantage, especially in the offensive department, which the Dodgers usually do, you would like them to use that advantage and take that advantage because that's where you can win. If you have against the Mets, you know, four games out of a seven-game series are going to be started by Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer. Realistically, Jacob DeGrom is better than anyone on the Dodgers, you know, starting rotation, and is one of the best pitchers, Max Scherzer as well. So that means your offensive advantage, where your offense is better than the other team's offense, needs to come through, because the Mets' advantage is that they have a little bit better, stronger pitching in terms of the first two arms, the top-tier talent for the seven games. You know, Chris Bassett, Taijuan Walker, the Dodgers can hit those guys and should be able to hit those guys. But it's also, like I said, it's a matter of you need to flex the fact that your offense is better, that that's your advantage. You know, the Dodgers bullpen, a little bit in flux right now, but realistically that could be their advantage. And someone asked me yesterday, you know, how do you feel after this Mets series? And I said, you know what, I would obviously have would have preferred if they won. I think that for me, it just made me think about, okay, if they play this Mets team, I'd much rather prefer it in a seven-game series than a five-game series, because the Dodgers have more depth. The Dodgers have, you know, a stronger overall bullpen. It went, you know, health considering, yes. And I think the Dodgers can shine in a seven-game series with that rather than in a five-game series. And we saw this play out with the Nationals in 2019. Yeah, the Dodgers probably should have won that game if Dave Roberts goes to his bullpen rather than stick with Clayton Kershaw. The Dodgers likely or maybe win that series. But it also is a matter of over a seven-game – like if they would have played two more games after that fifth game, you know, the Dodgers would have had to win both, obviously, but they would have had the necessary depth to do so, where the Nationals maybe didn't that year. Also, the Nationals were just a buzzsaw that year. But I think for the Dodgers, you know, the Braves are still close enough to the Mets to where that could flip-flop, and the NLCS couldn't be against the Mets, because the Mets would realistically be in the fourth seed, and then the Dodgers would potentially play them in the NLDS. But I do think in a seven-game series, the Dodgers would have the advantage over this Mets team. But again, it comes down to execution, putting runs on the board, and preventing runs on the board. So that's all we got there. Tony Gonsolin still hasn't picked up a baseball. Bruce Dar Gratterall went on the injured list. These are concerning things that happen at the start of the month of September. we'll get into all that and what it means. But first, let's move on and talk about something else. Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? What's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. All right, so it was announced before the game or the other day. Bruzdar Gratterall going on the injured list with right elbow inflammation. And Roberts called it, I think the wording he used was mildly concerning. Even in a best-case scenario, Gratterall's coming back in the middle of September, and that's assuming everything goes well. Obviously, not ideal there. Tony Gonsolin has not picked up a baseball. His arm is not recovering the way that they thought. It says, timetable cloudy. The club is hopeful that Gonsolin will only miss two starts, but that is becoming increasingly doubtful. He hasn't progressed as well as the Dodgers hoped and will undergo an MRI. Bruzdar Gratterall also will undergo an MRI. So the Dodgers are using their medical health insurance to, or they're using it. You know, I guess if you don't use it, you lose it, which is not really a thing. And I wish the Dodgers wouldn't have to use it, but it's now becoming murky waters for the Dodgers. We just talked about the other day how the Dodgers may not have room for Danny Duffy and Victor Gonzalez and Tommy Kahnle. And then a couple days later, the conversation is now, oh man, I hope Victor Gonzalez and Tommy Kahnle and Danny Duffy can all maybe come back, because we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Obviously, you know, it's not ideal. Getting Kershaw back is a step. Now you have, you know, you have a rotation. You have Julio, you have Kershaw, you have Tyler Anderson, you have Andrew Heaney, you have Dustin May. You still have arms that are capable of pitching well and arms that have pitched well in October before, but it's the margin for error and everything else. And with Caleb Ferguson now struggling, you know, albeit yesterday he would have got third out without any runs. But with Caleb Ferguson, you know, now struggling a little bit the last few times out, you think about, okay, if the Dodgers have their four-man rotation set and then Andrew Heaney can be a potential bullpen arm, then his stuff can maybe play up a little bit more than it already has in his starters. And now that you kind of lose that, if he has to be in the starting rotation, and we know he still might be the odd man now. Realistically, I'd take Julio and Kershaw and Tyler Anderson and Dustin May all over Heaney still, but you're also one injury to those guys away from Andrew Heaney being a top four guy in this rotation now. So it's also a matter, you know, Dustin May, we're putting a lot of stock into it, but we still don't know exactly what they're going to get after him and, you know, how he's going to build up and how his arm's going to respond. And, you know, while I believe that he'll be fine, you just never know. Clayton Kershaw's back. You literally never know how that's going to play out. And then, you know, Julio's been durable, but I don't know. You just start thinking about, like, man, Dodgers unlucky. And then you think about, oh, man, I hope they're not more unlucky. You know, we could come back here on Monday's episode and both MRIs look good and clean and Tony Gonsolin picks up baseball and Bruzdar Gratterall says he feels better and the conversation can flip. And that's kind of where we're at this point of the season, where there's a month left and we're kind of hinging on everything. You know, every bad outing by a reliever means that that might push them off the October roster, and every good inning by a reliever might push them closer to a lock on the October roster. And, you know, every injury is now magnified because there's only a month left of the season. The 15-day IL for pitchers, that's 2 weeks. That's two of those 4 weeks that are left. That's two of them. Gratterall, Gonsolin, you know, realistically, are going to be out for two more weeks. You know, unless Gonsolin suddenly progresses very well, I think he might be one where they wouldn't need a rehab start. They would just want him to throw four or five innings, similar to what Kershaw did, assuming he only misses those two starts. But now Gratterall pushed out to the middle of September. And even then, that's, you know, best case scenario, and then best case scenario, he comes and he throws like he's been throwing or he's thrown in the past. So now you get into murky waters. You got Phil Bickford on the roster. You got Jake Reed on the roster. You got Heath Henry on the roster. And now you're looking at it like, okay, yeah, Kingley and Victor Gonzalez and Danny Duffy, please get better. And hopefully you're effective. So while it's concerning overall, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see, obviously, how the MRI results come. And like I said, maybe over the weekend, things can change. And on Monday, we're singing a different tune. But now it's a matter of, all right, the Dodgers really need these guys to lock in. And they really need to start figuring out what they're going to do and how they're going to approach it. You know, and realistically, you kind of have to think, how are we going to approach this without Gonsolin? How are we going to approach this without Gratterall? If those two guys can't go in October, what are we going to do? Like I said, starting pitching-wise, between Julio, Kershaw, May, and Anderson, I trust those four, you know, and especially, like I said, it's them against another team's offense. Obviously, there's some good offenses that they're going to play in October, but they've been able to play a lot of these teams and do well. You know, Tyler Anderson pitched well against the Mets. Clayton Kershaw pitched well against the Mets. You know, they combined, they gave up 3 earned runs in 12 innings. So that's good. But it's just a matter of, you know, now the margin for error is just a little bit lower. And it's, like I said, slightly concerning, not as fun as it could be. But, you know, as we keep mentioning, and we'll get into a little bit in this next segment, is, yeah, the Dodgers have this big lead. They've helped themselves out. They don't have to worry too much about, you know, playing their best baseball over the next month. They just have to now worry about playing, you know, playing good baseball, but also being healthy. And it's going to be tougher to do that, especially next month, without Tony Gonsolin and Bruce Delgado. They don't need them, but they are a better team overall with them. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens and then continue to progress or continue to monitor what's going on with the other guys that are rehabbing. And I guess if, you know, worst came to worst, Bobby Miller did strike out 14 last night, or 12 or 14, I think 14 last night. And, you know, he's kind of lurking there in the waters if they need a big arm to fill in. You know, a Bruce Dog Gratterall-esque arm that can pump 100 in the bullpen role. He is sitting there. I don't think that'll happen, and hopefully it doesn't have to. But just, you know, something that's there lingering in the wind if they need to. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. But now we get into, you know, what the Dodgers are going to do over this last month. We've talked about it a lot, but it's also a matter of what the Dodgers think and how they think about it. But first, I want to thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day every day, and remind you to subscribe wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube to Locked On Dodgers so you don't miss a day. Thank you. All right, we are wrapping up with how this last month of the season can go for the Dodgers. And it's one where there's a few things. Obviously, you know, the Dodgers, we would prefer them to keep winning. Is it necessary for success in October? No, we saw this as recently as 2017. The Dodgers lost 16 out of 17 in September, including getting swept by the team that they ultimately played in the NLDS. And it really didn't matter, as the Dodgers swept the Diamondbacks in the first round and then ended up making the World Series. And if not for some trash cans, the Dodgers likely would have fared better in that World Series. But it's also a matter of, you know, there's not, and we talked about this before, there's not really a way for the Dodgers to, you know, ramp it down. There's not, you can't really do that in baseball. The one way would be, yes, you know, giving Freddie Freeman some days off, getting Trey Turner some days off. You know, Mookie Betts had a day off on Monday, and getting these guys off their feet a couple times. But realistically, you know, it's a slippery slope because these guys want to play every day. These guys want to be in there, and you can only do so much when you're not out there. And you know, if you feel comfortable playing every day, that might be better for you than not playing every day. And you can't, with pitchers, it's a little bit different. If you can get a guy to miss a start, now you're saving some bullets for October. But there's not really that as before. You know, last year the Dodgers played wire to wire. They were in intense baseball games the entire month of September. That's draining. You know, there's a reason the playoffs are draining as well. And, you know, not just for fans. Obviously, it was draining for us to, man, like, hinging on all these, every pitch, every inning, every whatever. But it's draining for players. And I think last year when we talked about how the Dodgers maybe were burnt out a little bit, yeah, it was a full-on sprint. The whole month of September was a sprint. And then you get right into it. Wild card game, that was a sprint, and then you get into, now you're playing the team that beat you in the division, and you go to the fifth game, and it was, you know, that's intense baseball for over 6 to 8 weeks. You were playing extremely intense baseball. This, that's draining. So yeah, some of these guys maybe were burnt out. They don't have that this year. They're not playing intense baseball. They're just playing baseball. And I do think, you know, for that, it does, you know, yeah, you can maybe give Freddie a couple days off in the month of September. Maybe give Trey Turner a couple days off, but I don't think they need it. They're not playing, you know, wire-to-wire intense baseball that's more draining than just kind of going out there and hoping to win every day. But, you know, regardless. Pitching-wise, you know, obviously you don't have the luxury this time of everyone being healthy and kind of saying, okay, we can do a six-man rotation and everything else. It's not quite there yet. Can you do a six-man rotation? Yeah, if you call up one of the guys from the minors. But it's also a matter of, all right, well, you know, we don't have that right now, but we're getting guys back healthy. And you know, Dustin May and Clayton Kershaw do, you know, you'd rather see them pitch and get back into it and make sure they're fully ready for when it's time to go next month. And that's how it is there. And then you talk about last year. You know, last year was maybe where you could point to, and this would be different, but, you know, maybe where you could point to, or where you can point to the fact where the Dodgers had to play to the end of the season, and then Max Muncy gets hurt in the last game of the season. Now, realistically, that was just a freak accident. I don't see that happening again. We've seen you saw Freddie Freeman the other day on the one when he picked it up and threw it. I mean, he completely got out of the way and let the ball go into the outfield. He's not going to risk his arm to get an out in a September game, or at that point, August, whatever it was. You know what I mean? But it's a little bit different. So, you know, they have that luxury there a little bit. But regardless, this last month, your Dodgers, you're trying to find your starting staff, you're trying to find your pitching staff, and you're trying to find how you're going to deploy them in October. And then you're also, you know, trying to find lineup combinations and hoping guys get right. Chris Taylor had a big hit in yesterday's game that drove in two runs. Unfortunately, Trace Thompson got tagged out for the third run, but you need him to get going. You need to focus on Chris Taylor. And if that means getting Chris Taylor in there a little bit more, then go ahead and do so. You know, you throw Miguel Vargas into the mix, and both Dave Roberts and Andrew Friedman kind of alluded to that they're going to give him a legit shot to earn some at-bats, or they're going to give him a shot with some at-bats to potentially earn himself a spot on the October roster. You know, I don't think they're lying there. I do think that they feel like they can get some offense out of there, and that's the way it goes. And you look at, after yesterday's game, Clayton Kershaw said, you know, kind of about how getting through October. And he said, quote, "I think you can fall into that trap," where he's talking about thinking about October. "Where we're at as a team, you can kind of keep saying we're just preparing for October. But the way to do that is to win baseball games." Freddie Freeman, same thing. Quote, "You're still going out there to win games. That's the plan every single day. We're competitors. That's what we're trying to do. But we didn't win this series. We want to." And, yeah, ultimately, you want the Dodgers to have that mentality, and you want them to go out there and win every day. And, you know, it's going out there to win every day doesn't mean the Dodgers are going out there and jeopardizing themselves for the next month. You know, Clayton Kershaw has to pitch the rest of the way regardless. He can't just take off the month and come back in October. He has to pitch to stay sharp and to, you know, build his pitch count back up and to be ready to go. You know, on offense, there's no way to take it easy at the plate. You're trying to get a base hit every single time. You might maybe play with your approach a little bit. I don't think so. Obviously not for Freddie Freeman because he's doing very well this year, but you can't really change it up. And on defense, you're trying to get out. Like, there's no way for you to let up. And there's really no point in sitting. You know, it's not like football where the last week, if you already have the division locked up, you sit your guys. And even then, we've seen that not always work out well. You know, because then if you have a bye week and you end up having 2 weeks off, and you might lose a little bit of it. You know, basketball load management happens throughout the season, but it doesn't happen when games matter. Yeah, it might happen a little bit down the stretch, but not necessarily when games matter. And basketball is different because you can always just pick up and go. And as long as your conditioning's right, you know, taking a day off here and there is not going to affect you too much. And I do think that in those sports, football and basketball, there's a higher penchant for getting injured. You know, every time you're out there, you're at risk. Whereas with baseball, technically, every time you're out there, you're at risk, but the risk is much lower, and I don't see that being an issue. So, yeah, even if the Dodgers wanted to let up or, you know, take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit, there's really no way to do it without straight up, like, tanking or, you know, and the players aren't going to do that. So, yeah, this last month, and we've said it a lot, and we'll probably keep saying it, is that the Dodgers are playing, you know, for October at this point. That doesn't mean that they stop playing. It just means that Dave Roberts and co. are trying to find the combinations that are going to work when it comes down to playoff baseball. And the things that are going to work, you know, Freddie Freeman's going to be at first base. Trey Turner's going to be at short. Mookie Betts is going to be at right. Will Smith's going to be behind the plate. Gavin Lux is going to be at second base. Justin Turner's going to be at third base. Those are for sure. You're trying to find out, you know, is Cody Bellinger going to be in center? Is Chris Taylor going to be in left? You know, Max Muncy's probably going to be the DH. You know, can Miguel Vargas steal some at-bats? Can he find his way onto this roster? Can, you know, is Trace Thompson maybe your guy in center field? Or is there a platoon situation where Trace Thompson and Cody Bellinger are platooning in October? That's what they're trying to find out. That's what they're trying to see. And that's realistically, that's more so on Roberts and Co. That's not on the players are going to play the same way no matter what. And they're trying to win baseball games and they're trying to improve their own stats. And that's really all you can go for. It's more a matter of the Dodgers and figuring it out. You know, will we see a piggyback start at some point between two guys that could potentially be something that happens in the next month? Possible. Could we see Andrew Heaney come out of the bullpen? Possible. Could we see Taylor Anderson come out of the bullpen? Also possible. Like, you don't know. We don't know. And there's a lot to kind of get into. So, all in all, this is to say the Dodgers, this series won't mean much in October. It's annoying now, but it's also a matter of you can see how October could, you know, how it could go. If the Dodgers don't score runs, this is how it could go. They could lose the series. So, that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day every day. If you want to check out something else for your second listen, go look for the Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022. It's an 8-episode extravaganza to get you ready for NFL season. Local team experts of the Locked On Podcast Network, plus a betting angle from Lee Sterling of Locked On Bets, all combined into one Ultimate NFL Preview. Search for Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022 on your Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get podcasts, which is also where you can find us. And you can find us on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter, at SnyDog. I'm at Vince Samperio. DMs are open on all those accounts if you need to get a hold of us. You can also get a hold of us via email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com, or via voicemail text at 323-863-5625. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car, if you're at home, tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.